Well, it's not coming through. I'm assuming you want it to be playing through my headphones. Yeah. Well, should I plug mine in or no, do you think? The sun is shining, but we stay inside. Oh, but we go out at night. Staying looking for a better life. Oh, but we go out at night. Put up curtains, block out the light. Oh, but we go out at night. And we stay in bed till we feel alright. Oh, but we go out at night. Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday Podcast episode 654. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's our host, a man who needs no introduction.
It's me. It's still me. It's still Tyler. We've got, what do we got? We got a little bit of a follow-up and then some dumbass articles. It's not very good this week. So hopefully our guest will bring all the content we're looking for. He's nodding emphatically. He's saying, yep, I got all the good stuff. It's Jed. Hey, Jed.
Hello. I'm here live in studio.
Live in somebody's studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you hear the soundboard get abused, it's not my fault.
I was hoping that just by being here and surprising Sam with my presence, that would kind of take over the content portion.
Well, I mean, that's up to you how you spin that tail.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens when we get there.
Okay. First things first, what's up with the beer you got?
What's up with the beer I got? Well, I picked out two local beers from New Glarus Brewing Co. And I was worried that I'd had one of them on the show before, so I got two. But I'm drinking Fat Squirrel, which is only in Wisconsin.
Yeah, all of New Glarus is only in Wisconsin. That's why people outside of Wisconsin think it's good.
And because it's employee they can't drink owned. It.
Well, I do like that part.
Okay, I'm going to try some.
What is Fat Squirrel supposed to be?
Is it a brown ale?
It says ale and it looks brown.
Nailed it.
Cool.
You know what? It reminds me of a beer that they bought a long time ago. And
who's they?
They being Bandit, this taco place.
Oh my god. Madison. Jed is talking so slowly. I was like, man, Jed, we really need you for the content this week. And he's like, it reminds me
just off screen, of a beer,
like fucking Garrison Keillor over here on the show. Okay. Bring Christ. Some energy, Jed.
It is a brown ale, 5.8% ABV.
Okay.
I think the thing I think about brown ales is that
how come
they? Well, kind of actually, because a lot of beer that I don't like, I think about through the lens of one of you freaks. Because I'm like, okay, well, obviously I don't like this because this is beer, but what would someone that actually cares think? And brown ale feels like it's just watered down beer that also tastes a little bit worse. That's my take on brown ales.
I like brown ales in the fall, but I have another kind of classic fall-ish beer. I have Paulaner Hefeweizen. My tummy was feeling... What? A Hefeweizen?
Spring beer.
No, yeah, you're totally right. I'm sorry. That's my bad. Okay, cool. Yeah. No, as soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, no, I just fucked that up. Cool. Yeah. Hefeweizen, a classically spring beer, as everybody knows. My tummy was feeling a little weird, so I was like, I don't want to have anything crazy. So I got this Hefeweizen. It is 5.5% ABV. It had a medium head of similar size bubbles, fairly clear, kind of a real dehydrated urine color. Mm. Yeah, I mean, smells nice and weedy, like a bunch of Cheerios. Wow, look at that Foley. Girl, look at that Foley. I work out. This has a lot of... banana going on in it. A lot of that diacetyl.
I like banana.
That's esters. You get that wrong all the time.
All the time? I'm two for two on this fucking beer. God damn it.
Remember we had some blogger on once and you were talking about diacetyl and he's like, you mean esters? And I was like, you know, I've always thought he was wrong about that and never really brought it up.
Wait, when did you have a blogger on?
Dude, this was forever.
Long time
ago. This isn't a follow-up to that email.
No, this would have been like 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sorry. It's got a lot of esters in here because I'm getting mad banana flavors. And I don't necessarily mind banana flavors, but like, I think this is too much. I think this is some off flavoring here.
Mm.
Yeah. Samuel?
Maybe Sam will have a beer he enjoys.
You know, sounds like you're in Spring City over there with that beer you have. Am I right? Because of the half of
absolutely, because it definitely everybody drinks them in the spring. So, of course.
Yeah. Say, my beer's called Spring City. It's by Raised Grain Brewing Company. It's a barrel-aged Saison. Jed, when you're talking about, like, I know that I don't like this beer, but I know that there's some freaks out there probably do. Mm-hmm. This is like you're a freak, and I think you might like this, just because it's a Saison. It's aged in bullet rye barrels, and I like bullet rye a lot. It smells like apples. What? Get your schnoz in here. Does that smell like apples to you?
Oh, it smells like apple juice. Like apple cider.
Yeah, it smells like you're right. You're right. Apple cider is what it smells
like. Yeah, like not a cider, but apple cider specifically. Whoa. Does it taste like that?
What is the ABV on this? Reveal your secrets to me, Cam.
Is it like mad fumy?
Barrel aged like that, it's super strong.
But it's a Saison. I'm looking it up. Hold on.
I'm guessing 7.
It looked and smelled like 6, and it tasted like 12. 7.8.
It Ooh, like, I was close.
I mean, it must just be the barrel flavor is coming through as alcohol, but it tastes really boozy to me.
Does it taste apple-y?
No.
Not at all.
No. I'm only getting barrel. I'm not getting anything like wild yeast or anything like that that I associate with a Saison. I'm not getting any sourness. It just tastes. I gotta take Emily. This is her ultimate beer because she likes is when it tastes like booze and barrel, but she doesn't like those beers because she's tiny and she can't drink them. This is only 7.8. I'm texting her. Come try this, but you don't have to wait while I do that.
No, I'm just wondering if like this beer is off or something. It's just so banana-y. It's crazy banana-y.
The thing is, that's not an off flavor. That's like that. It's yeast based, but it's intentional. Like,
yeah.
Diacetyl is an off flavor that you intentionally try and prevent from entering your beer. Esters are there on purpose. It's a feature, not a bug, as it were.
I guess it's just like, I don't know. They should call this banana vicin. It's crazy banana-y is all I'm trying to say.
It's too much. Like it's you don't enjoy how banana-y it is.
I personally do not, and I just feel like it's so overwhelming that I wonder if they meant it to be like this. I don't know.
Wow.
I just don't know. Speaking of beers with flavors you would expect to maybe be overwhelming, let's go to a follow-up from last week. From OregonLive.com, we drank this beer made with bear poop and lived to tell the tale. So, Jedley, somebody made a beer with water infused with bear scat.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they're trying to take the stuff out, but this time they put it in. Mm-hmm. And this article is horrible because they make you watch a YouTube video, which is like, fuck you. But I watched it for you.
Of them drinking it and reviewing it?
Yep. Yep. Just do it in the article.
If you have to, just post a transcript of what you say in the
video. Thank you. Yeah, but they don't do that. You read to the end of the article and it's like, to see what we thought, watch the video at the top of the page. Like, what is this choose your own adventure bullshit?
Well, at least the quote, when we say engineered for whatever, we mean whatever, so at least they have no airs about the, you know, the reason for doing something stupid like this.
Do you understand what he was trying to say?
I don't know what point he was making. That's fine.
Okay, good. Yeah.
No, it just, there's no point of doing what they did, and they don't think there's a point of it either.
Okay. I watched the video. We're going to move on from that because I still don't get it. I watched the video and they're like,
rephrased it.
Yeah.
He's distracted by Citra, so you're good.
I see this. They liked it. They gave it a 4.75 out of 5.
What?
They said it was like a. They said it tasted like a kind of fruity pale ale. So I was like, okay. But
the people that brewed it drank it, or someone different?
No,
some Chuckle Fox drank it.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
It's not. You don't. Why would you read a or watch a review of beer by someone who made it?
Because there's bear poop in it.
Okay.
I don't know. It just once again, like, if you're gonna do something, do it crazy. I don't want a bear poop beer that I couldn't tell it has any bear poop in it. But then again, I don't want a bear poop beer, so.
So you're saying you want it to taste like shit?
I guess I really just don't want it to exist.
We're kind of rehashing the discussion we had last week.
That's true. But I really, it bothers me so much that you had to read to the end of the article, and then it's like, go back up and watch the video up at the top. Why did I have to get to the bottom and then scroll back to the top? Like, it feels like I'm playing some sort of Jigsaw-esque game.
Right, but think about this from the point of view of a theoretical listener. They're thinking, it's like a layer worse than what they did, because we're talking about an article with a video embedded in it.
I don't know. When the two of you get together, you absolutely refuse to engage with me on any points. Like, I'm trying to push the show along.
What did I do? I tried to make a point, and you both lambasted me.
Right, because you sounded so stupid.
Tyler, how do you feel about that? You agree with that point?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Tyler's totally right, and I got to lock in with him. And that feedback is received, and I'm folding it in.
Sorry I didn't integrate a line from the article in my dialogue. It won't happen again, sir.
Okay. All right. Jed, you're plowing through that beer that you don't like.
I'm thirsty, and I want to be done with this. I have two maybe to get through.
Two maybe? You didn't check if you have had that one?
No, I'm going to drink the second one probably. But
oh, okay.
If the less I like a beer, the quicker I drink it.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
That's totally different. For me, it's the sadder I am, the quicker I drink it.
I don't think my mental health actually plays into the speed at which I drink
beer. Oh, yeah, I think it's probable that you don't have a problem and I do.
Could be true.
I think that might be the differentiator.
You're drinking so slow, so you must be happy.
Well, it's really that I want to make sure there's some left for Emily, but when I texted her to come down here and have a sip, she responded with a picture of the cat on her lap, so she's not going in.
You only have one cat, right? That's Chai?
Chai, yes. Chai the cat.
Okay, all right. I was just checking.
Is that allowed? How many cats do you have, dickhead?
I only have one cat.
Dude! No, you know what? I'm doing the thing. I'm sitting next to Jed, and I'm being mean to you for no reason.
I'm
hearing it now. And observing it is the first step on the way to improving.
Listen, I haven't brought this energy. I want to be very clear about that.
It's emergent properties, right? Like,
yeah,
it's only when the pieces come together that the system demonstrates these properties.
Maybe it's that Sam thinks that if we don't team up on you, that I'll strike him, you know? And now that we're he's afraid
of
me.
I think maybe here
on the desk.
Jed, I think maybe you've misunderstood. It's not y'all can crack down and team up against me as much as possible. What I don't want is I say something and I get fucking blank stares. That's what I don't want.
Listen, I've been trained, okay? I've been trained by you two not to comment on articles.
Okay? All right, well, I'll think about that.
Don't drink my beer too fast. Guess I'll put my beer down.
Do you want another glass so you can drink that other beer and then come back to this at the end?
No.
You can drink your beer as fast as you want. I just thought maybe you were enjoying it, but now I understand that it's the exact opposite.
I mean, it's kind of cold, so like... You know, there is a floor for how bad a beer can be if it's cold.
Yeah, cold, at some point
a cold
it just,
one.
Is... It just loses all flavor. So it's like, I'm just drinking a cold carbonated beverage.
makes it better for me.
Yeah. So why? What? What are you doing up there in the frozen north?
Well, I'm not working right now, and was like, I should probably travel before I get a new job instead of figure that out after. And yeah. So I decided I would drive up here, check the flights. Yeah. They were much cheaper than I expected, so decided to buy a ticket instead of drive because it's like a 10-hour drive. Yeah. And bought a one-way ticket out here and hanging out for, I don't know, maybe another week. Yeah. Just taking it easy. Living life. Just
chilling out. So that's why your hair is so long. You don't have to make your corporate bosses happy.
Exactly. I was thinking the other day about how I went into an interview one time with my hair tied like in a ponytail because that seemed more presentable. And I just don't think I'll ever do that again. Like, no? It's a take it or leave it thing at this point, you know?
Oh. Because you are like, I'm just going to be my authentic self. I thought maybe you were like slicked back like this. I don't even know who I am or something.
That is true. It's kind of both. But it's more that I'm just going to go. It's like, I'm not going to work here like this. And so if you think that I'm going to pull my hair back and work like this, then I'm not going to work here. So, but you never know. Maybe after another 5 months of unemployment, I'll cut all my hair off. So who knows?
You thought about joining ICE?
You know, the thing about ICE, I was like, what if I infiltrate ICE?
I've had that fantasy in the shower a dozen times.
But then it's like the chances of me using some bullshit moral compass to improve things is very unlikely that I'd ever have enough power to be able to do that. And the likelihood that I, Jed Farber, would just be joining ICE would be 100% in that scenario.
I think it's not likely at all that you rise the ranks and steer it in a better direction, but maybe one dude from your squad is about to shoot an innocent man in the back and you say, hey.
Right. But here's the problem. What if that doesn't ever escalate? And so I'm just on my day-to-day duties as an ICE agent, just being an ICE agent.
I'm deep cover, you
guys. Yeah, I'm in deep cover. All right, help arrest these American citizens. We didn't punch this one in the face, so we can just, you know, we'll just take them to the detention center. That's okay. I don't have to step in here.
Or you, while you're in the squad car, that's not how it works. You post in like subreddits and stuff. I hear ICE is going to this address now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be effective.
It's like a modern day hootie who.
That's true. But I think that won't, first of all, it's not been demonstrated to me that there's organization to such a level that you'd be able to even infiltrate the operations. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think that they're so organized that you could gain information and be like, this is what their plan is.
Like, the extent of your information is, hey, we're about to go subjugate some people.
Right. Yes. Right. Okay.
And also, I've gotten notifications that ICE is in Pittsburgh, in this neighborhood, in that neighborhood. It seems like that information's getting out. So, I don't know. It feels like I don't need to join ICE. And then also, if I join ICE and get paid by them, that feels like an ethical, like, what am I doing with that money?
Right. But you hear about all of them that can't run a 10-minute mile or whatever. Like, you would be a fucking superstar.
Right. I'd be the LeBron James of ICE agents. I don't disagree
with
you.
You'd be the LeBron James of, like, beating up old people and kidnapping children.
Yeah. But for every idiot that can't run a 10-minute mile that wants to be a pretend cop, it's like, think about wanting to be a pretend police officer so bad that you join ICE.
Well, it's that they wanted to be a cop so bad and they couldn't, so they joined ICE.
Right. Were they too dumb to be a cop? That's tough,
man. Too dumb or too fat. Hard to say.
I don't know that those are barriers of entry.
They are in theory. I don't know if they're carried out.
Yeah. But there are also the dudes, the hyper-masculine, macho, like, alpha males, self-described alpha males, you know? that probably have no practical athleticism, but, you know, some of those guys definitely, like the guys that just live in a gym and don't respect women.
Okay. And you're saying they're more ice Terminator than you are?
Definitely.
Yes. I think we have to find out. You have to go join ice and get in a fight with all of them.
Yeah.
And just see, like, how many of them I can beat up and how many beat me up.
Yeah, I'm kind of just imagining it as being tournament style. That's just what ice is.
Right. Kumite. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's got to be a better... on your rotating cast of podcast...
Jabronis.
I feel like there's a better person for this than me, but I could be... I could actually be wrong.
Is it Mary? She's always talking about... She's always saying, like, sexist stuff, misogynist stuff.
Big naturals.
Yeah.
Well, she's also saying...
Limbtards.
Or sometimes even the singular.
Limbtards.
Which is crazy.
That's nuts, you guys.
But I do agree with what she has to say sometimes.
I hate Jimmy Fallon so much.
That also sounds like something an ICE agent might say.
I guess.
I don't know. He's white.
I mean...
And rich.
True.
And not hyper-political. Jimmy Fallon might be like one of the only people some of them watch.
Oh, that's a good point. He's probably of the, like, the big late night guys, the most conservative.
Mm-hmm.
At least in terms of what he says.
Yes.
I guess that's true.
He ruffles the least feathers.
Fewest feathers.
Now that Jake Leno is in on the air.
Oh, it's always a treat when Tyler busts out his Jay Leno.
Is that who that was supposed to be?
I liked it, Tyler. I liked it.
Thank you.
You have to encourage it so you can hear it more often, Sam.
Get it on the soundboard.
Yeah, exactly. Which only you have to record. Like, you always got to press record right before they say it. That's the only way to get it. Which is why it's incredible that you got any of these.
I think he can steal them off the edits.
No, I don't think that's true.
No, I caught that one live too, right?
I, Tyler Driblett, would love to go live on Epstein Island. Oh, no! That's a fake. That's fake news, you guys.
Yeah, I did that with AI.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, speaking of the cops.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please say
They're probably out to get me now because you played that. But no, KCCI.com, beer theft leads to police chase and crash in Des Moines. The articles this week are not good, you guys.
Yeah.
This one is about somebody in Des Moines who stole a case of beer from the Full Stop Liquor Mart. And the store clerk, quote, chased the getaway car, which ran over him. And then
that's not funny. I was laughing at something else that I read.
And then they were chased by the cops and crashed into a tree. And the lady who originally stole the beer was ejected through the windshield.
Oh, no. That's tough, man.
Buckle up, you fucking dweebs.
Yeah, honestly, though. Honestly. Yeah, you're being chased by the cops. Like, obviously, you're going to be driving erratically. Why wouldn't you put your seatbelt on?
I guess if you have no time. Because you're too busy driving erratically?
I guess.
I mean, what, they hit the store clerk?
Microphone's over here, in case you were curious.
I'm looking for the article
part. They ran, so the lady stole a case of beer and ran out into the getaway vehicle.
Yes.
The store clerk came out to confront the getaway vehicle, and they ran over him.
Okay. Is that what was that the really dull thud that Kristen Gonzalez heard?
No. Kristen Gonzalez heard them hit a tree and maybe the dull thud was the woman's body hitting the ground after she'd been ejected from the car.
I wasn't awoken by, I'm flying through there! But the thud.
Yeah.
The thud got him.
My uncle was ejected through a windshield.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
What was this? How did he describe the sound of it?
That's the right question to ask.
I don't think he was worried about the sound so much as the eye he lost going through the windshield.
Jesus.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he gets for going eyeball first.
you're not wrong.
Was he also evading the police?
I don't think so, no. I think it was some kind of, like, like normalish traffic accident, but it was back in like the 70s when people weren't really wearing seatbelts. And so he just flew through the windshield.
If you're in an accident and the other driver is at fault, but you're not wearing a seatbelt, so you fly through the windshield and like get all fucked up, does the other car have to pay just normal medical bills? Or do they have to pay super extra medical bills because you're dumb?
That's a good question.
No, I don't think they had to pay anything. Like probably like insurance cost stuff, but
well, would their insurance have to cover super extra or normal?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get back to us next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll drive around with my seatbelt off.
And you have to not be at fault. Yeah, that's part of the experiment. You have to not be at fault.
Oh, I'm not saying my uncle was not at fault. I don't know. He might have been at fault. I don't know.
Right, but our hypothetical, you
were past your uncle, dude. Yeah. You're like obsessed with this guy.
Well, he is also past, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can't even ask him. Damn it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's too bad. Wow,
that was such a slow... You really rolled out those details nice and slow.
My uncle, IV drip.
Yeah, data. My uncle went through a windshield. He lost his eye. He also isn't dead now. That was the order that you gave us that information. Yeah.
I'm a master storyteller.
I mean, if he had led with my dead uncle, then it's like, right. Well, I don't give a shit.
Well, that would have
been... Yeah, you guys would have been tuned out. Yeah, would have been tuned out.
We don't care about dead people.
The story's over at that point, yeah.
It's like why I can't watch historical fiction, because I'm like, you're dead, shut up.
Yeah, we just know, once you say he's dead, we know that whatever you're telling us can never be verified by him, so it might as well all be made up.
Well, honestly, that's why I don't like prequel movies. Like, as much as you try to make it interesting, I know what's going to happen.
Like, you know, like you the know? Stakes are lowered?
Like, the characters we've seen are going to live. Oh, the new characters that you've introduced are going to die. I get it.
Yeah, there's more to... Okay, that's okay.
By that same logic, you can never watch a movie a second time. No, like, he lives! I know he lives! I've seen this one!
Listen, I was getting somewhere in my head, and I realized it's not worth it. Like, we're not going to connect with that.
You're right. He's a lost cause. I got to let it go.
Prequel. So you guys like
forget it, Jed. Like, it's Chinatown, which he's seen. So
that's why he hated The Hobbit. Just knowing that Bilbo wasn't gonna die.
The Hobbit really did. It did suck ass, though. Do you guys see them? Those movies? They were terrible.
I think I saw one of them, and it was utterly forgettable.
It was garbage. They split it into three movies for no reason. Well,
that movie, I think it was the first one, because I think that's the only one I saw. Ugh, I don't remember. You'll tell me, Tyler. But the scene where the one dwarf is like the bad guy, the pseudo bad guy of like all of Bilbo's friends. And he was trying to say to Bilbo that like, I thought like, you're a piece of shit and I hate you. But... Yeah. You came through for us, and I love you. You remember that scene? It was end of one of the movies.
I think that was not the first one.
Okay. But that was like, this is horrible. Like, no one ever presents anything earnestly in this way where you're like, I'm going to make everyone think I hate this guy. And then the last sentence will be like, but I love him. And everyone's like, yeah.
Man, I should do that at work. I don't like this code you wrote. I love it!
You should. Think that would spice things up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
By the way, Jed, you were talking about Thorin Oakenshield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, idiot. Thorin Oakenshield.
I actually think that if you had pressed me for a name, that would have been the name I said. Not because it was correct, but it's the only one
believe you for the same reason that Tyler's uncle is dead. It's not verifiable.
It's my favorite. Verifiable.
Shut up. What I said didn't make sense, but shut up.
That would be an interesting twist if he was not dead, actually. What are you going to do? Yeah. Hit me with that book? where you're getting your content.
This is my content. Yeah, I feel like this has run its course, and I have to go to my really good content.
Talk about running its course. I was here for the first episode of this content.
Were you really?
Yes. It was just the two of us. It was a nightmare for all involved. At least half the people involved did not have a good time.
Well, this is number 5 out of 100. This is a 100 part series. This is number 5.
Read the book cover first, like the title.
We know.
Make yourself a better beer drinker. Beer hacks, 100 tips, tricks, and projects.
Beer hacks. These are beer hacks. Yeah. I just want you to preface it with the fact that these are beer hacks, so our listeners
already know. They listen to all of the episodes. Yeah. They're familiar with it. I don't have to set it up.
It would be better if you explain that it was a beer hack, so when you read the definition of a word right now, we're about to do, it'll be clear to everyone that this segment is awful.
So this is the worst one yet, and there have been some bad ones.
It's worse than shelf turd.
No, so the thing is, shelf turd is a concept that I think shelf turd is the wrong word to use for that concept. But it's a concept that I've observed and I think is worth thinking about.
Okay.
Drain pour, I think, was our worst one so far because it's just so obvious what it means. You don't need someone to define it for you. But this is just like extremely common terminology. This is bomber. The big,
oh, come on.
Generally 22-ounce bottle that beer is sometimes packaged in, most especially strong barrel-aged examples that really live up to the name. Thank you for that.
I actually think that's better. What do you mean
they're mostly strong barrel-aged beers? You can get any kind of beer in a bomber.
Yes.
Well, Jed, you've been proven extremely correct.
I'm really hoping that when we get out of the definitions chapter, it'll pick up, but I have very little hope.
I'm going to look ahead a little bit.
So bad.
Okay, but you can, but please no spoilies.
I would not ever. Are you going to open this?
Probably not.
What's it? What is it?
Oh, there's on the front it says the original beer hack, and there's a bottle opener pack.
Oh God!
In the book.
Fuck.
Oh no. Fuck. I lost your place.
No, not page 2.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. You can probably read this book on your own time. You know you're on a podcast right now, right?
All
right.
I'll tell you this.
Okay. Is it a spoiler? Because I said no spoilies.
After the chapter of definitions, which what definition are we on? 5?
Yeah, we just did 5.
A few more weeks. 3 more weeks after that, this will become content, I'll say. That's the spoiler. Is that
Jed, thank you for taking 45 seconds to tell us that. I really appreciate it.
I'm still have 3 stacks in the corner telling me to stretch. I don't know why. I don't know what the reason is.
Since you're talking about your anus.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember Goatsy?
Of course I remember
Goatsy. I'll never forget.
But that
I will never forget.
I do forget often. And I saw something.
Not me. Every time I closed my eyes.
It's like when Cartman closes his eyes and sees all those horrors. That's what I imagine you see, Tyler.
Yeah. That was the first, like, whack stuff I saw on the internet.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for mine. My first whack stuff on the internet.
Remember Pain Olympics?
Yeah. I didn't watch any of
it. Yeah, I haven't either. I've heard it described to me, and it is a horror that I
found that it was easy to watch if you pretend or believe that everything is fake, which was easier at the time because I didn't understand true depravity of the internet.
Right.
And so I did think it was all fake, and it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, let's not talk about it anymore. Hey, Tyler, I was thinking maybe anything else? What do you think? Up for anything else?
Sure. Let's do our last garbage article. Globalnews.ca, why Canadian beer cans are almost impossible as tariffs near 1-year mark. This article, I don't know. I think it's really stupid. Maybe I'm just like too stupid to understand why this is interesting, but as you know, Canada is mad at the U.S. and is trying to do everything like made in Canada now. You know, good for them.
Elbows up!
So, they're just, you know, like they're making beers with like all Canadian ingredients and stuff like that. But you can't really get aluminum cans made in Canada. I guess Canada has a whole lot of like they like smelt like the ore to make aluminum, but then it has to come over to the United States to be like processed into sheets. And this article is talking about like why you can't do that in Canada. And I don't know. Maybe it's interesting, but
I think they could just build a factory. Cares?
Well, they're like, there's not enough like domestic market need and a lot of investment, and it would take too long to recoup the. I'm bored already. I'm bored listening to myself.
It's just yada yada finance shit.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Lauren is probably into it.
What's up, BGL?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Does BGL stand for Big Gay Lauren?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a nickname he gave himself, for the record.
Who's you're talking about Lauren with a D?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I still have a voicemail left by him on my phone. It was the first ever voicemail on my phone.
Oh, congrats, man.
The last time I heard his voice.
You can listen to it anytime you want, though.
Yeah, that's why it's the last voice time I heard
it. That's true.
It was on the plane trip. He was listening to it to comfort.
Yeah.
It's nice. What were you going to say, Tyler?
Have you guys ever thought about how Lauren the Big Unit Horse kind of looks like he could be related to Greg Davis?
Yes, I have thought about that. I've never had that sentence in my brain, but I've meant to feel that way, and you vocalized it in a way that finally connected the dots to me. Yes.
I hadn't thought that, but I totally see what you're saying.
Yes. To the point
like,
where...
Like, it's not like...
You go ahead.
Yeah. It's not like he looks like him, but, like, he's, like, his nephew or something.
Yes. He has some of the same mannerisms, and also he demands the same amount of weird respect while also being the butt of jokes in a way that no one else is, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. Well,
I love them both.
What a thing we've just discovered.
Truly. What's like, you two haven't talked to him since college, correct?
We did a little afterwards.
He was on the show once or twice.
Yeah.
Really?
Or in the early days.
Yeah.
Like early days, the first year.
Oh, let me fucking check. Jesus Christ.
Why don't you check?
But that still would have been after college.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
But it's been a while. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Where are you hiding from me? He was on four episodes.
Four episodes.
Wow.
And I think he sent in some stuff after that when we were doing the porn game.
You can do it quicker if you want to learn, but I won't make you learn.
Shut the fuck up.
What number?
Jed, are you an Excel wizard?
No, I'm not.
It's not Excel, idiot.
I'm not an Excel wizard, but it became apparent to me.
Go. Do it. Do it. So smart.
Control.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Just all the.
That's extremely effective. Thank you for teaching me.
Three. Four.
So the last one he was on was episode 242. That can't be right.
What? 4 years in?
It's possible that I fucked up and put this on the wrong line. Because.
Yeah.
The one before that was episode 78.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels more correct. That feels right to me. Feels more right to me. Yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen to 242.
Big time. Big time.
Just every. Everything on the whole spreadsheet's off by one.
Ooh. That. I would probably just delete it and end the show. I'm not gonna fix it. I'm not gonna let it live.
Fix it. You cannot fix it.
Oh man, I got to get a new car.
Oh no,
I buy a new car. Yeah,
you're being made to
by the federal government.
Kind of. My car failed inspection, and I'm not gonna get it repaired because it's not worth it. So I got to get a new car. What tips do you have for me?
Be wealthy.
Do you have any? This is going to sound like a rough question, Tyler, but I'm asking you genuinely, okay? Do you have any friends?
Not around here, man. Yeah,
okay. Somehow, that's even less helpful than what I said.
I thought the answer was no, but I didn't know it was going to be no.
Well, Becca's your friend. Does she have a car? No.
That's true. Yeah, Becca has a car.
I think you're all right, then.
No, unfortunately, we work in different areas.
I mean, you have to just look on. Okay. I'd start with Facebook Marketplace. Seriously.
No, I don't necessarily mean like that basic. I have gotten a car before.
How many wheels we talk?
But like a one of those. Yeah, I got a tuk-tuk, you know, three-wheeler.
Is that the one they did on that show that I can't think of?
Unfortunately, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Is that the car he said?
No.
Well, you should look for one of those.
We should figure out what wasn't it just called, like, Car Boys or something?
That was... Wait, the show?
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the one with Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh. Oh, Top Gear.
Oh, Top Gear.
Yeah, we're talking
Top
about
Gear.
Different shows.
Remember the Top
so
Gear?
So maybe it a tuk-tuk.
Top Gear three-wheeled, the three-tired car that would just tip over if you turned?
Yeah. That's
think,
not what I'm talking about.
I think you should get one of those. Those have to be cheap.
Yeah. No, like, I want a Prius. So I've been looking around and what, Jed?
Are you familiar with beggars can't be choosers? Are you familiar with that terminology?
It looks like he decided to take
my advice and be wealthy.
I'm not wealthy, but I've been saving for a while for a car because I knew I was going to have to get one. But like I want a Prius. So I found a couple and I've been like haggling over email with this one place. And I got them down about $1,200. Do you think I can keep going? You got any tips for me?
Wait, you've got them down $1,200 or down to $1,200?
No. I've got them down about $1,200. If it was only $1,200, that'd be...
I'd say pull the trigger. You're like, should I pay $1,200? Because
right?
They seem like they're going to keep going lower. I think my genuine answer to your question would be to drive dirty, as it were, until you get pulled over for the first time, at which point you confess that you don't have enough money to repair your car and you apologize, and then you buy a new car after that happens.
Well, he's already got a fish on the line here. I don't think he can just leave it there until he gets pulled over for driving dirty.
It might be down 12.
I love Jed's.
What's it down to?
That's a good question.
Or from. We can do the arithmetic for you.
Yeah, we're math guys.
Okay. I have a computer, so.
Yeah, we're not arithmetic.
It was 15.5, and I got him down $1,200.
I mean, I wouldn't push it further than like 1,500, but this is me just randomly saying the first thing that came into my mind without having any extra experience.
Fair.
The nice thing about if you just pull the trigger now is then you don't have to interact with this person anymore, and interacting with this person seems scary.
See, yeah, I knew Sam would be like that. Sam, you're a person who pays for the privilege of not haggling, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. Let me answer that. Yes.
Yeah, I've bought two cars in my life.
At the sticker price?
You paid double for both.
I'll pay you double, just don't be mad at me. No, my version of like being courageous was like really putting my foot down and being like, I don't need your financing packages, and I don't need the weird undercarriage spray or whatever the hell you're selling me. I'm like, an adult.
The checklist has everything checked, and the last thing is like, you want a big ribbon on the car to surprise your significant other? He's like, no! I do not need that.
She already knows because she told me what car to buy her.
Well, Samuel, I'm not the big brave man either. Like, I'm doing this over email for a reason. Like every time I get an, like we've been going back and forth, like I said, and every time I see the email back, like I can't look at it right away. I have to like breathe spark for up. Like 5 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like chill out. Like
I know what you're breathing for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Why don't you get,
exactly. Cause
do you have anyone in your life that you live with that is feels differently about these type of negotiations and perhaps has a little more confidence when it comes to this type of thing?
No. What, the cat?
No, dude.
Could be.
I don't know. I mean, Jed, have you bought cars before? You haggle?
I chose Sam's method.
Yes!
Oh my god. I went with
Sam's method.
You talk so much shit about me like this isn't gonna come back to me, is it? Oh no.
No, listen, Sam's method works. I'm not gonna act like it doesn't work. It's just I wasn't the, you know.
This is incredible.
I didn't lay the groundwork.
I cannot believe that I've taken, like, I put more effort into this than the two of you.
You can't believe that?
Yeah. Well, maybe Sam, because he's only half Jewish, but, like.
I've never bought a used car.
Oh, shit. Okay, Mr. Big Balls.
I've never spoken to someone that owns a used car, so. No, I unfortunately, no, I'm in a position where I'm selling a car, but I have someone that is in a similar spot that you are that I've already negotiated with them for the car.
Ooh,
and by negotiated, I mean they are using it actively, deciding if they want to buy it or not. If in the very off chance that they decide not to, then I actually do have a car for you. But I believe that they
they're actively using it, deciding if they want to buy it.
They're like test driving.
Are you sure they didn't just steal your car?
They asked me if they could borrow my car over the winter because I have an extra car right now. And I said, yes, do you have, like, would you want to just buy it because I'm going to try and sell it? And they said, possibly, but they might not need it after the winter. So. That is,
you live such a strange life.
I do. It's a life of privilege and
I'm into it.
Joy.
I'm into it. I'm down.
It's a sonata.
Hyundai Sonata. Yeah.
And I'm almost at the point where I'm going to be like, you know what? I might just try and sell this to my friend. What's the Prius going for? 14 or 1350?
14.3.
No, it's like four. Yeah, 14. I guess that checks out, right. I think.
Well, it would be less than whatever that is.
Yeah, I bet. Well, there's also, so that's, it's a, here's the other thing. It's like a 2017 Prius, this one that I'm looking at. There's also like a 2008 Prius out there, which is like $6,000, which is ridiculously cheap. It's so cheap, it's stupid.
Why not?
But like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like, should I get like a 20-year-old car?
No, it'll die.
How often do you drive?
It'll die in 4 years.
Don't listen to him. How often do you
drive?
That's
what I'm saying. Every day. I actually have a 45-minute commute.
Okay. So it's worth it, I think, to pay more if you have
a 45-minute. That's kind of what I think so, too. That's kind of what I think so, too.
If you're spending an hour and a half in a car every day, then.
I really drive a lot. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Bro, you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to podcasts, I listen to the radio, I listen to the news.
Gross. Have you considered becoming adopted by a rich friend?
Adopted by a rich friend? Nobody wants me around. They can.
We don't have the space for
au pair. Live in au pair.
He could live in the basement. My kids?
Dude.
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry. That's fair.
Have you ever changed a diaper, Tyler?
Hell no.
Ooh.
You think you'd be any good at changing a diaper? Because I kind of doubt it.
Tyler, are you familiar with like zhuzhing it up for like the interview? Is that something that you're...
Yeah, he didn't even tie his hair back. What the fuck?
Dude, what the hell, man?
Sam sent me downstairs before him today to see if his kids would do, I guess, as they're taught and cry and scream that there
is I was curious how they would react. He was just like...
That's so funny.
Hi. And they were like, hi. And then,
like, hi, I'm Jed. And they were, it was like giggling right away.
We don't use their,
they were like, do you have candy? Do you have candy in your unmarked van?
I mean, the older one gave you a hug like 3 minutes in.
3 minutes in. And I was like, to the point where I didn't exactly know what was going on. I was like petting dogs. And she came over
gave him a sneak attack.
Gave me a sneak attack hug.
That's cute. Yes. That's cute.
I think I made up a new thing, which is when they hug me and a dog is between us. And I called it a dog hug. So we're like hugging the dog together. So I'm hoping that catches on. And yeah.
In what circles?
Well, now that you...
What's your plan to monetize this?
It's not a plan to monetize.
That I don't understand. I don't understand.
Further endeared to your children's hearts.
Oh, gross.
Okay. I'm fighting a battle with Tyler that Tyler is apparently horribly losing. And now I feel worse for winning it.
I don't think Tyler's playing.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Tyler hates my kids. Oh, boy.
Tyler hates kids.
I don't hate your kids. That's not true. I don't hate
that
kids.
I had kids.
I hate the fact. Exactly. Correct. Correct. Yes. Absolutely true. I love your kids. I just wish you hadn't had them.
See, I feel.
I want you to say that to their face. I think you're delightful, but I wish you'd never been born.
Wait till they're older. Well, say it at their bar mitzvah.
Yeah, 15 years, something like that. Yeah.
It'll be weird if they get bar or bat mitzvah, given that two of them are baptized.
Well, they're confirmation.
Do those stack or?
I don't know anything.
Yeah, confirmation's a thing, and for these people, it's not happening for us, I don't think.
Okay, well, they're quinceanera or whatever it's called.
Yeah, can you stack buffs like that, or do they cancel each other out?
They probably, like, from a high level, they cancel each other out.
But from a
social point of view,
I think more importantly, from a getting money point of view,
they stack. Like,
you get bat mitzvahed, and then you get confirmed, and then you get a quinceañera, and you just stack paper the whole way through.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
yeah. All those rich half Catholic half Mexican Jews
rolling in it. I speak a little Spanish.
See,
bueno,
palabra,
Dankeschön.
Worth.
That's Icelandic.
Should we rate these beers? Yeah. Okay. Jed, rate your beer if you'd love to rate it so much.
Yeah, sad news. Sad news, friends. I drank the other beer in the middle of finishing my beer. It was way better, I'll tell you what.
Oh no. Yeah.
So I have New Glarus Brewing Co.'s Fat Squirrel, which I obviously chose because fats were like, yeah. Okay, anyways. I find that fuck you guys.
is this what Tyler feels like?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a brown ale until you looked it up, and I wouldn't have known, but I do feel like brown ales are just watered down ales. Like, they just have a duller flavor to me. I don't drink a lot of brown ales, so that could be based on like two brown ales ever. But I have enough left, so actually let me get a taste and make an effort here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's warmed up a little, so I guess there is a little bit more flavor, but it's not a good flavor. It's just so underwhelming. I don't love beer, so I'm way more interested in beers that have something to them, and no brown ale that I've ever had has had something to it. That makes sense.
Really?
Not that I can think of.
Who was it? Was it Rogue who made a hazelnut brown ale? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I chose this because it's a local beer, and it would have been very strange not to get a local beer when I'm out in Madison.
I'm trying to remember who it was. Some brewery I really like made a honey roasted peanut brown. Oh, that was Swag Factory.
That would have been delicious. This beer is not bad. It is not good. It is direct, even neutral. Who gives a shit? And for that reason, it's going to be a 4.0 because I think a 5.0, I'm underwhelmed by its underwhelmingness, and it's getting points docked, even though it's middle of the road. that makes it worse, and it's getting a 4.0.
That's fair. I had Polliner Hefeweizen, a classic spring beer, as everybody knows. 5.5% ABV. I just thought this was too banana-y. Too many esters, my guys. You know, I'm not Haman. I don't like ester that much.
I get it.
Got it.
Yep. I would give it a, 4.7. Oof. Like, it wasn't terrible, but I just, if they could calm down on the banana, I would like it more. I will recommend it to monkeys because they like bananas.
All right. Fair enough.
Sounds like you were in Spring City.
Yeah. Yep.
Worked twice, I think. Call back, mailed it. Raised Grain, Spring City. I said in the very early days of this show that I thought barrel aged was bullshit. And I've had to eat crow about that take many times. And this may be the largest crow I've eaten about it, because it's the only flavor in it. It's the barrel flavor. I don't get anything Saison out of this. Like, if I had just drank this, Saison would have been my 50th guess at a style.
Yeah.
But you taste the barrel, and the barrel tastes good, but also I'm like, I think I need more than just barrel. So I'm going to give it a 3. And
wow.
Recommend it to my lovely wife, because I think she will fucking love this.
Yeah, probably. I had maybe the worst beer I've ever had was a farmhouse aged in gin barrels. It was disgusting.
Gin doesn't seem like the barrel to age in for anything.
It was so gross. It was so, so gross. I think that was in New Orleans. Ugh, disgusting. Well, Samuel, do you know what you'll be drinking next week? Cool. Jed, always great to see you. I'm sure Sam is thrilled to have you there in person. I hope you enjoy your time off.
I didn't invite
you. Okay, whatever.
I just want to make not. That totally he clear.
I know, he just showed up. I got it. But I put the clues together.
I cleared it with his wife. And his kids seem to love me at least as much as they love Sam.
Yeah. So who cares what Sam thinks?
I didn't get any hugs before bed, and he got two.
No, dude, one of them ran up to me, gave me a hug, and then ran back to go upstairs, ran back to Three Stacks, and Three Stacks was like, are you going to hug Daddy too?
And then I gave her the shaka, and she tried to give me the shaka back and couldn't figure out how. He's like, which fingers was that? I'm like, just do a thumbs up, dude. It's cool.
Incredible. Listener, if you want to let us know how much your children don't like interacting with you, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us, I guess, at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us keep it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Big Naturals.
Absolutely.
You really thought that was Emily?
I thought this was.
I think drunk driving is great.
Well, that's, she's doing a voice.
Yeah.
I thought that was Emily, and then it made me be like, oh, I guess they were all Emily.